Sports. What a tournament it has been.
The following is another ESPN Radio sports presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents high school basketball.
Schwenka way out away from the hoop, dribbles to the free throw line, cut off there, gives it off Christensen, dribbles into traffic, kicks it back out to Kissinger, drives the baseline left side, 5-foot floater, good. Derek Kissinger with his second bucket of the ball game.
Today it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Here's Janicek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more. And three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard. He's 2 of 2 beyond the arc, and Pleasanton takes the early six-point lead.
Six programs will hoist a state title trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center as we get set for the second game of six here today on ESPN Radio. Got the Class C2 state championship ball game coming up here next, featuring Archbishop Bergen, the Knights out of Fremont, and also a Lincoln Christian in the basketball game here this afternoon. Tell you what, it's going to take a lot to outdo what we just saw in the first ball game as Giltner hitting a last-second shot to win the Class D2 state championship here today as the Hornets won over Juanita Palisade by a score of 57-54. Our pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seeds. Best of luck in today's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. Our Class C2 state championship ball game going to feature Archbishop Bergen. They're the number one seeded team here in the C2 state tournament field. Their record of 22 wins, 5 losses on the season as they take on Lincoln Christian, the number three seeded team. Lincoln Christian, a record of 19-8. Archbishop Bergen so far in the state tournament, they have beaten the number eight seeded team, Johnson Brock, by a score of 54-51. And yesterday in the semifinals, they beat North Platte St. Pat's in the semifinals 46-36. Lincoln Christian, they have beaten a couple of area teams here in the state tournament so far. Christian knocking off six-seeded Sutton on Thursday, 48-38. Yesterday, played tremendous defense against Ravenna and beat the second-seeded Jays by the score of 60-46. Archbishop Bergen is making their 12th appearance here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. They were here last year. In fact, they were runner-up last year in Class C2. They won state championships in 2008 and in 1987 and also in 1980. So Archbishop Bergen, no stranger to the state championship ball games here in Lincoln. It's a team that is averaging 61 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 47.4 on the defensive end. As we mentioned, they have 5 losses on the season so far. They lost to Howells in the fourth game of the season this year, 64-60. Then toward the middle part of the season, they lost to Council Bluffs St. Albert, 62-47. Then went on a 3-game losing streak about three quarters of the way through the season, losing to Grand Island Central Catholic, to Boys Town, and to Bishop Newman. But Archbishop Bergen won the district championship as they stamped their ticket for the Class C2 state tournament this year. They beat East Butler in a district championship game by a score of 68-32. Lincoln Christian has been impressive here in the state tournament thus far. Again, they held a high-scoring Sutton team down to only 38 points on Thursday, and then yesterday absolutely manhandled Ravenna in the ball game, allowing the Jays only 46 points. So Lincoln Christian does it with their defense. They're giving up 49.2 on the defensive end. They average 55.3 on the offensive end. Christian is lost 8 ball games so far this season, but mostly to bigger schools. They were one of the wild card teams in Class C2 this year after losing to Johnson Brock in their district championship ball game 64-53. So Lincoln Christian, a wild card team here in Class C2, and they play for a state championship here this afternoon. They're making their 11th appearance in the state tournament. They won state championships in 1988, in 1991, and in 1999. They have played second fiddle to the state champions a couple of years. State runner-ups in 1993, 1995, 1996, and in 2004. So the Class C2 state championship game is up next. Still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off. Lincoln Christian and Archbishop Bergen here this morning on ESPN Radio. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on ESPN Radio. As we get you set for the Class C2 state championship ballgame here this morning between Lincoln Christian and Archbishop Bergen. We'll give you the starting lineups for Lincoln Christian in the ballgame here today. Starting at one of the guard positions will be Cole Dworak. He's a 5'8" junior who is averaging 10 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. J.D. Freeman is a 5'11" junior who's averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. Andre Orduna is a 5'10" senior, averaging 8 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. The leading scorer for Lincoln Christian is Levi Gibson. Gibson is 6'2" and a junior. He's averaging 12 points and 7.7 rebounds per game. Logan Power is the other starter. He's a 6'2" freshman for Lincoln Christian. He is averaging 7 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Lincoln Christian, a team that's hitting 46% of their field goal tries so far this year. They're hitting 33% from three-point territory, 58% from the free throw line. Lincoln Christian is a team that out-rebounds their opponents, generally 26-24. The Crusaders average about 11 turnovers per ball game and force 14 on the other end. They're going to be matched up today with the Knights out of Archbishop Bergen. They will go with Joshua Boggs, who's a 5'8" senior. Boggs averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Jerry Dolich is a 6 foot senior, averaging 2.8 points and 1.1 rebounds per game. John Spellerberg is one of their main guys inside, 6'3" and a senior. He's averaging 10.5 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Spencer Morrissey is their leading scorer. Morrissey is 6'5" and a senior, averaging 18 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. And then Evan Stober is a 6'7" senior. He's averaging 2 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. So Archbishop Bergen has got some height in the basketball game here today, going with a 6'5 and 6'7 in the starting lineup as Archbishop Bergen looks to win a state championship, which will be their fourth in school history. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on ESPN Radio. The Class C2 state championship ball game up next after Giltner wins Class D2 57-54. An exciting ball game preceding this one. A couple of consolation games going on at last check at halftime. It was Norfolk leading Omaha Creighton Prep in a third-place game, 35-31. That's in Class A. Meanwhile, in Class C1, in the third-place game, Milford is leading Grand Island Central Catholic at last check, score of 28-20. That game was also at halftime. So Giltner wins the Class D2 state championship, and we're set to go. This is a Class C2 state championship ball game. Archbishop Bergen going to be in green here this morning, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Lincoln Christian going to be in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Lincoln Christian will shoot to our basket to our right, and we're set to go. The Class C2 state championship ball game is underway here on ESPN Radio, your home for the championships here this weekend. as Lincoln Christian will control the opening tip. Andre Orduna has got the ball. Archbishop Bergen, they're going to play a zone defense, and this is a tough zone defense with those big guys inside, a big wingspan inside. It's going to be tough to penetrate against this Archbishop Bergen defense here this morning. Here's a shot from the deep right corner, jumping in a three-pointer. Cole Dworak had 18 points in the ballgame against Sutton on Thursday, had just three yesterday in their win over Ravenna, but he starts off this ballgame with a three-pointer from the deep right corner. And Lincoln Christian goes out on top now by a score of 3-0. Just underway here in the Class C2 state championship game. Archbishop Bergen with the ball as they dribble with it, as they pound it back inside. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Morrissey. The ball tapped out and is picked up there by Spellerberg for Archbishop Bergen. Spellerberg has got it here on the left side. Dribble penetration. Throws it in the corner. Throws it out of bounds. Trying to get it to the opposite corner over there to a Stober, and he threw it out of bounds. So the first turnover on Archbishop Bergen here in the ballgame. It comes 56 seconds into the contest. A three-pointer by Cole Dworak on the opening possession for Lincoln Christian has got the Crusaders out on top. And now Lincoln Christian back with the ball, shooting to our basket to our right as we view it from the side court here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. J.D. Freeman with the ball, moves it over on the wing to Orduna. Orduna has got the ball now down the left side to Logan Power. Back out to Orduna, top of the key. They get it to Levi Gibson, back down in the corner to Dworak. Thought about the three, dribbles inside, puts up a little seven-footer. The shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Spencer Morrissey for Archbishop Bergen. Now to Joshua Boggs. Boggs gets it to Morrissey on the right side to Dolich. Moves it down on the baseline to Stober. As they work it back outside, here's the three-pointer put up there by Boggs. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound loose, picked up on the baseline by Morrissey. He goes back up. His shot is no good. And the ball is ripped out of there by Levi Gibson. So Archbishop Bergen with a couple of shots at the hole there, and they couldn't convert. And now Lincoln Christian has got the ball back the other way. The Crusaders have a 3-0 lead here in the ball game over the Knights, the top-seeded Knights of Archbishop Bergen. Cole Dworak with the ball now for Lincoln Christian. Comes across the top. They get it to Andre Orduna, who tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it down here on the baseline. That's going to be a J.D. Freeman. Comes out on the wing now to Cole Dworak. There's Levi Gibson driving down the lane. Dishes off. Here's a shot. It's going to be blocked down, and a foul is called. They dish the ball off to Logan Power. Dribble penetration there by Gibson. And now what do we have? We have a turnover there on no foul call to Lincoln Christian. It's going to go to Archbishop Bergen. So Bergen will play things in here in backcourt. Joshua Boggs has got it. That's going to be a turnover on Lincoln Christian, the first in the ballgame. Traveling violation down there on Power. So Bergen has got the ball back the other way. They shoot to our basket to our left. Here's a long-range jumper by Dolich from the corner. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of there. It's picked up by Levi Gibson. Gibson has got the ball now for Lincoln Christian. They get it into the offensive scoring zone. Now to J.D. Freeman. Freeman comes across the top now to Andre Orduna. Angles a pass down in the corner to Dworak. They try to shovel it off inside to Gibson, and the ball is poked loose. It's going to be picked up here by Boggs. He runs her back the other way. Boggs down in the corner to Spellerberg. He mishandles the ball and goes out of bounds. Spellerberg trying to set up for a three-pointer down in the left corner. Lost the ball out of bounds. Took his eyes off of it. Second turnover on Archbishop Bergen here in the basketball game. 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. You're listening to the Class C2 state championship ball game today after Giltner wins D2. In our first contest, here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Spellerberg gets the interception, gets the Boggs down the right sideline to Spellerberg. Angles in from the right side. Hands it away down to Stober. Moves it to the right sideline again to Boggs. Holds onto it, powers it down low. Here's a shot up there by Morrissey. Knocked out of his hands and is picked up by Levi Gibson. Running back the other way. Goes for the hole. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Levi Gibson coming back the other way. He's their main scorer for Lincoln Christian. He's done a great job so far here in the state tournament, scoring 16 and 17 points in the two ball games thus far. Christian will play things in. They're coming out on top to Gibson. His shot for three is up there and in. Levi Gibson nails the tray there for Lincoln Christian. He's been a 37% three-point shooter so far this season, but he nails his first try here this morning, and Lincoln Christian is out to a 6-0 lead over the top-seeded Archbishop Bergen Knights. They pound the ball down to the right side to Morrissey. His shot is up there and in. Spencer Morrissey gets the field goal for Archbishop Bergen as the big guys just pounder inside, and Morrissey scores off of the window. He's averaging 18 points per ballgame. That's his first field goal of the contest. 6-2 is the score now. Lincoln Christian, on the strength of a couple of three-pointers, they've got the lead here early in this contest. Gibson with the ball here on the right side. He drives the baseline. He's cut off nicely there by Bergen, and now they give him some room, and he throws up a shot from 15. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Spencer Morrissey. Gets the ball down to Boggs. Hustles into the forecourt. There's Dolich. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound brought down by Logan Power of Lincoln Christian. Power gets the ball away now to Gibson. Hands it away now to Andre Orduna as he will come into the offensive zone here for Lincoln Christian. Still a zone defense, a 1-3-1 zone defense, or a 1-2-2 zone defense now. Archbishop Bergen. There's a Dvorak with the ball over there on the left side trying to penetrate. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. They get it to Levi Gibson. Now on the wing again to a Cole Dvorak trying to penetrate inside. Splits a couple of defenders and gets rid of it down to J.D. Freeman. Freeman dribbling with the ball out here at the top of the key. Moves it to the right side of the lane now. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. They get it to a Dvorak back inside, and a shot taken there by Power. He's knocked down, and the foul is called. So Logan Power is going to be fouled in the play here by Archbishop Bergen. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Lincoln Christian playing it in from underneath their own basket here. Cole Dvorak comes way out on top down to Andre Orduna as he holds it, returns it back down in the corner to a Dvorak, picked up by Morrissey. Out to Orduna. Here's an entry pass to the free throw line. It's deflected away, picked up by Boggs. A turnover on Lincoln Christian. Boggs comes back the other way. Here's a John Spellerberg on the wing on the right side. Pounds it inside to Morrissey. He goes up for an off-balance shot. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Lincoln Christian. And going to the free throw line is going to be Spencer Morrissey. Gibson picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So Spencer Morrissey to the free throw line now for Archbishop Bergen. His shot is up there. It's good. Morrissey scored all 3 points so far for Archbishop Bergen here in the ballgame. Here comes Grant Techmeyer into the ballgame now for Lincoln Christian. Also coming in is going to be Trevor Colson. 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first quarter of the Class C2 state championship game for you today here on ESPN Radio. Spencer Morrissey with one more. His shot is up and in. So he drains a pair from the free throw line. And Archbishop Bergen back to within 2 points. 6-4 is the score. Lincoln Christian has got the lead here. The Crusaders come back with the ball. That's Trevor Colson who's into the contest now, dribbling the ball to Andre Orduna. Now to Colson again. Goes down in the corner on the right side to Cole Dvorak as he holds onto the ball. Comes out now in three-point territory to Colson. Moves it across the top to Orduna again. Skip pass down in the corner. Dvorak, they feed it inside to Techmeyer. Shot is up there. Hits the side of the glass. No good. And the ball is brought down by Spellerberg. Spellerberg now for Archbishop Bergen running back the other way. Spellerberg now to a Matt Schleicher who's into the ball game. Schleicher dribbling with the ball. Wings it down in the corner on the right side to Spellerberg. Inside down to Morrissey. His shot is up and in. Spencer Morrissey with a couple of field goals and a couple of free throws. And now Bergen has come back to tie things up. Lincoln Christian scores the first 6 points. Archbishop Bergen scores the next six. We're tied up with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter, 6-6 in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Andre Orduna with the ball, dribbling out here at the top of the key. Gives it away. Now that's going to be Colson with it now. Colson starts off left, comes back right, stops, gives the ball to Orduna. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Pass down in the corner. Here's a shot by Gibson up and in. Levi Gibson drives the baseline and scores an off-balance shot there. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. 8-6, Christian with a lead. Here's Boggs from the corner. Shot for three, no good. One shot and out. Trevor Colson grabs the rebound for Lincoln Christian. Colson comes back on the dribble now, brings it back into the offensive zone. Colson goes across the top to Andre Orduna as he holds it here for Lincoln Christian. Skip pass down in the corner. Dvorak for three. Shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Gets the roll. Cole Dvorak has nailed a couple of three-pointers here in the first quarter. He's got 6 points in the ball game. And Lincoln Christian scores five straight points, and the Crusaders now lead 11-6 as the ball is swatted out of bounds over there on the far sideline. Archbishop Bergen will play things in. The Knights are 22-5 on the season. Lincoln Christian coming in 19-8, but again, most of those losses to some bigger teams around the state throughout the regular season has prepared the Crusaders well. They're into the state championship ball game here in Class C2. And Christian has an 11-6 lead over Archbishop Bergen here in the ball game. Here's John Spellerberg with the ball deep in the left corner. Lincoln Christian in the man-to-man defense. Spellerberg gets the ball back here to Schleicher. Moves it back down in the corner to Spellerberg. Spellerberg lobs it back out here in the three-point territory. Now to Schleicher again. Matt Schleicher. Now to Spellerberg with 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hammers it down low to Mark. And Mark loses control of it and is picked up here by Lincoln Christian on the turnover. Three turnovers now on Bergen here in the ball game. Lincoln Christian back in the offensive attack, and now we got a timeout called. So the Crusaders want to knock things over, maybe get a last-second shot here in the first quarter to extend their lead. Lincoln Christian with the lead. We've got a timeout. 32.5 seconds to play. First quarter, Lincoln Christian 11, Archbishop Bergen 6.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Boys State Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet in American Revolution. And by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. We're in the second, or actually the first quarter of the Class C2 state championship ball game, the second of six here today. Lincoln Christian working with the ball here in the final seconds of the opening period with an 11-6 lead. Down to 15 seconds to play. Colson has got the ball, deflects the ball into the scorer's table and out of bounds. That's the dangers of being on the floor here as he comes crashing into the scorer's table and Radio Road down here. Protect our computers. Here's an entry pass. It's going to be a deflected away, but it's picked up by J.D. Freeman. Out to Colson. He launches up a shot. It's from three-point territory. No good. Rebound comes down to Archbishop Bergen. Here's a shot from half court. That's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Lincoln Christian trying to set up that last-second shot. Couldn't get it to go down to the hole, and Lincoln Christian will have the lead after one quarter here in the Class C2 state championship ball game. One quarter in the books. Lincoln Christian 11, Archbishop Bergen 6. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on ESPN Radio.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kurt Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington and Hastings.
We're going to combine the pass.
Makes a catch.
With the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball.
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie. Now the safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Slumberland, Kearney and Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
In the third place games today, end of the third quarter in Class A, Norfolk is leading Omaha Creighton Prep 52-44. End of the third quarter in Class C1, Milford out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 40-34. So the Crusaders maybe have a tough time bouncing back after their surprising loss to Minden yesterday. Grand Island Central Catholic trailing in the consolation ball game after three quarters. Giltner wins the Class D2 state championship to start things off here today. Now Lincoln Christian has got the lead over Bergen. There's a shot from the left sideline. No good by J.D. Freeman, and the ball is brought down by Bergen. Running back the other way is going to be Schleicher with the ball. Takes it all the way to the baseline, and then dishes off the box down in the corner. Outside to Stober. Jump pass goes down in the corner to Spellerberg. Brings it up high on the block. Sends it down low. Nice pass down to Schleicher, and laying it in down there. Spencer Morrissey, Schleicher. Hands it away to Spencer Morrissey as they work with it down deep on the baseline, and Morrissey scores. Here's a shot back the other way by Levi Gibson. It's going to be no good, and the ball is brought out of there by Bergen. Down the right sideline, Boggs has got it on the deep wing on the right side. Out to Morrissey. Out here in three-point territory now to Spellerberg. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. The Boggs, cross-court pass comes to Spellerberg. Pounds it down low to Morrissey. He goes up for the shot, and it's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. In the first quarter, Lincoln Christian hit 4 out of 12 from the field, 33%. Archbishop Bergen was 3 out of 10 for 30%. Bergen missed all four of their three-pointers, and Lincoln Christian 3 out of 4 from three-point territory, 75%. Bergen won the rebounding war 8-7 in the first quarter. Here's a shot from the free-throw line up and in by Spencer Morrissey. He's got 9 points in the basketball game so far for Bergen. He's got all 9 points for the Knights. They'll have one more. His shot is up and in. So Lincoln Christian playing Spencer Morrissey right now, and it's 11-10. Christian with a lead. 56 seconds into the second quarter here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Lincoln Christian with the ball as they come out to a Cole Dworak in three-point territory. It's going to be Bergen staying with his zone defense. comes to Andre Orduna. Now to the far sideline. J.D. Freeman with the ball. J.D. out to Andre Orduna. Down to Levi Gibson. He's trying to penetrate, looking inside, can't do it. Gives it away now to Andre Orduna. Hammers it inside to Logan Power. He dribbles once. He's covered up. Back out to Andre Orduna. Now to Gibson for three. His shot is up there. He buries it. Levi Gibson hits another three-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. He's nailed a couple of threes so far in the ballgame. Back the other way. Going for the hole. It's going to be Schleicher, and he's fouling the play as he goes tumbling out of bounds here. So Archbishop Bergen back quickly there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Cole Dworak. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Crusaders in the ballgame. 6:27 to play in the second. 14-10. Lincoln Christian with a lead. To the free throw line will be Matthew Schleicher. Schleicher is averaging 5.6 points per ball game so far this year. And his shot is up there. It's good. Schleicher had 2 points in the ball game on Thursday, and their win over Johnson Brock did not score yesterday. And their win over North Platte St. Pat's here for Archbishop Bergen. 14-11. Bergen down by three. Next shot is up there. It's good. So he buries a pair of free throws. And he becomes the second guy to score in this ballgame now for Bergen. Morrissey's been carrying most of the scoring load up to this point. Lincoln Christian back with the basketball, back in their offensive zone. Andre Orduna has got it here. Orduna trying to penetrate down the left side of the lane, hands it away now. That's going to be J.D. Freeman. J.D. works it to the left sideline, right in front of the Bergen bench, trying to penetrate inside. He's double-teamed, kicks it back out to Orduna. Now to Cole Dworak for three. Shot is up there, partially deflected. Morrissey, rather, that was Spellerberg getting his hands on it there. Partially deflected, and now Bergen comes back. Here's Spellerberg from the corner. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Andre Orduna. Long pass down to four. They get it to Gibson. He drives, and it's not good. Had notions of maybe jamming that baby home, but thought otherwise. Just drops it down through the hole. Levi now with 10 points in the ball game for Christian. Lincoln Christian has got a 16-12 advantage here. After leading 11-6 at the end of the first quarter, and here's a pass deflected out of bounds. The Christian defense was mighty tough yesterday in their win over Ravenna. Blue Jays had a tough time cracking things, and they lost by the score of 60-46. In fact, Lincoln Christian has taken care of two of our area teams here during the state tournament, beating Sutton on Thursday afternoon. It's now a 16-12 ball game here. Archbishop Bergen trailing in the contest. Bergen with the ball. Spellerberg moves it over on the wing on the right side. Now taking the ball into the hole. It's going to be Schleicher. It's not going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Gibson. The ball is recovered by Boggs. Now to Spellerberg on the right side. Brings it back to the near sideline as they work this defense sideline to sideline. Here's Spellerberg for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Ball swatted around and is picked up here by Lincoln Christian. Logan Power with the ball now for the Crusaders. Power gets it away to Andre Orduna. Hustles down the far sideline. Down to Cole Dworak in the corner. Has it tipped away. Cole picks it back up. Out to Andre Orduna. Orduna comes across the top to Levi Gibson. Dribble penetration down the right side of the way and goes for the basket. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Power. Follow shot is up there. It's good. Logan Power gets the offensive board and the putback for Lincoln Christian. And the Crusaders lead by six. It is 18-12. Here comes Spellerberg now for Archbishop Bergen. Jump pass down in the corner to Boggs. Boggs holds it there against the Dworak. Out on top down is Spellerberg. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes across the top there to a Matt Schleicher. Schleicher dribbling with his left hand. Double team. Schleicher gets it away. Stober has got it now for Archbishop Bergen. Bounds it down to the baseline. A shot is up there. No good by Morrissey. Ball is recovered here by Christian. And it's out of bounds. It's going to be Christian basketball. Christian will play things in, but we got a timeout. The Knights going to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. In quarter number two, Lincoln Christian with a lead over Archbishop Bergen in our Class C2 state championship ball game. Lincoln Christian 18, Archbishop Bergen 12. Back with more after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Our boys' state tournament basketball coverage on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Kurt Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze, now at Kurt Chevrolet at American Revolution. And by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer. Located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Go see Zeke today. And he wishes all the area athletes the best of luck during this year's boys state high school basketball tournament. Giltner wins Class D2 earlier today, 57-54 on a last-second shot for the Hornets. They win their first ever crown here this afternoon. Ethan Kreitz throwing up the three-pointer, finishes with 16 points in the ball game, including 12 in the second half of play. Giltner wins the state championship in Class D2. With the second ball game here, it's 18-12. Lincoln Christian with a lead. We've got the Class A state championship game coming up next here on ESPN Radio. 1 o'clock tip-off time here at the Devaney Center. J.D. Freeman with the ball for Lincoln Christian. Dribble penetration, the power now down in the corner. Dworak, his shot for three is good. Cole Dworak has nailed three three-pointers here in his first half. He's got 9 points. Christian now with a 21-12 advantage over the top-seeded Archbishop Bergen Knights. Here's a Joshua Boggs with the ball now for Bergen, and he is being attacked out here, and a foul is going to be called on Dworak. Cole Dworak picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation. Bergen will play things in off of the near sideline. John Spellerberg will go clear to the far side now as they get it to Dolich, who's back into the ball game. Now to Boggs. Boggs comes over here to Spellerberg as Lincoln Christian works with their man-to-man defense. They pound it down low. There's a shot taken. It's going to be off of the side of the glass by Marth. And the ball is recovered here by Christian. Coming back the other way. They get it to Levi Gibson. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Coming back quickly with the ball there was Cole Dworak for Lincoln Christian. Got it right where they wanted to, right in front of the basket to Levi Gibson. He couldn't make the shot go down, but he goes to the free throw line now. He was fouled in the play. So Levi Gibson, already with 10 points in the ball game, goes to the free throw line here for the Crusaders, and his shot is up and in. Levi Gibson has a very productive tournament so far. 16 points in the ball game against Sutton on Thursday. Had 17 in the contest yesterday against the Ravenna Blue Jays in the semifinals. Next shot is up there. It is good by Gibson. So he hits a pair of free throws. And just like that, Lincoln Christian out to a double-digit lead, 23-12 with 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Boggs driving down the lane. His shot could be partially deflected. The ball is loose. The scramble is on. It's still loose. Finally picked up by Bergen. They get it back out on top to Spellerberg for three. Drains it. John Spellerberg drains it from the top of the key. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Spellerberg averaging just a shade over 10 points per ball game. And Archbishop Bergen is back to within 8 points. 23-15 with 2:58 to play. Driving inside is going to be Orduna. Orduna now to J.D. Freeman. He dribbles inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Bergen. Stober got a piece of that one for the Knights. Coming back the other way is going to be Boggs. He dribbles down the right side of the lane, poked away, and goes out of bounds. Joshua Boggs trying to spin on the right side of the lane, takes it to the hole there. And the ball is knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. So it's going to be Archbishop Bergen playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Spellerberg deep in the corner. Out here to Dolich. Out of the free throw line to Stober. Drops it down low. The ball deflected away from Morrissey, out of bounds. Again, Bergen has got some big, big boys in there, 6'7" and 6'5", and Morrissey and Spellerberg, and they use them quite a bit here in their offensive set. They've also got a couple of 6'3", 6'4" guys in there. So Bergen is a big basketball team, but right now Lincoln Christian handling that and more. The Crusaders have an 8-point lead, 23-15 here in the contest. Here's Boggs, dribble penetration, takes it to the hole, the shot's going to be blocked down, and it goes out of bounds. That was Levi Gibson that got a piece of things there for Lincoln Christian, and it's going to be Archbishop Bergen inbounding the ball from underneath their own hole to the left side. Boggs holds it here for Bergen, looking to play it in. Finally does so to the far sideline to Spencer Morrissey. Morrissey now to Joshua Boggs, now to Spellerberg, circles around, takes to the right side. There's Dolich with the ball, bounce pass goes inside to Stober. Double team, kicks back out in the corner to Dolich. Now to Boggs, comes across the top to Spellerberg. 2:13 to play. Here's a pass out of top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Colson. A turnover there on Archbishop Bergen, their fourth of the ball game. That's where that defense is coming in for Lincoln Christian. It has been sensational here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. The defense forces a turnover. Christian gets the ball back here. They've got a 23-15 advantage here in the second quarter. There's Logan Power, the ball at the free throw line, dribbles to the left side of the basket. Now kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Colson, no good. Rebound comes down to Spellerberg for Archbishop Bergen. Spellerberg, right-handed dribble as he comes into the offensive zone. Spins away at the top of the key. Pass down in the corner. The Boggs is shot for three. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Dolich. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Hammers it inside again to Stober, and he's fouling the play. Stober received the pass there just left of the basket down here. And he is fouled on the play. It's going to go on Andre Orduna for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first team foul number four on the Crusaders here in the second quarter of play. Actually, the first half. 23-15 the score. We're down to a minute and 31 seconds to play in the second period from the Class C2 state championship game here in Lincoln. Slicer back into the ball game now. He's got the ball on the wing. Drives it inside, then dishes off down to the baseline. Morrissey mishandles it and picks it up and scores. Spencer Morrissey now with 12 points in the ball game, 12 with a 17 for Bergen here in the contest. And the Knights are back within 6 points, 23-17. A minute 14 to play here in the first half. Colson comes to the near side. Levi Gibson, he takes it into the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball comes to the corner here on the near side, and a foul is going to be called. Logan Power got into the back of Spencer Morrissey down here in the corner and commits the personal foul. First foul on Power. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Crusaders. So checking into the Christian lineup now is going to be Techmeyer. Grant Techmeyer into the ballgame now. Logan Power comes out. A minute and 4 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Lincoln Christian out on top of Archbishop Bergen in the Class C2 state championship game. It's 23-17. Here's Schleister with the ball, comes into the offensive zone, drives it down the left side of the lane, down in the corner to Boggs for three. Shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound comes down to Adam Orduna for Lincoln Christian. Orduna down to the near side to a Trevor Colson. Dribbles with the ball, gets away from Spellerberg, takes it to the free throw line, hammers it to Gibson. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound, Techmeyer, follow shot, partially deflected. Ball tapped out of there, and it's picked up by Spellerberg. Spellerberg has got it down for Archbishop Bergen, hustles into the forecourt, leaves it off inside to Morrissey, spins, his shot up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. And Morrissey will go to the free throw line again for Archbishop Bergen. A foul here is going to go on Lincoln Christian. It's going to go on Gibson. That's going to be his second. So Morrissey back to the free throw line here for Archbishop Bergen, 6'5" and a senior, averaging 18 points and about 6 rebounds per game. Morrissey's free throw is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. He is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. He's got 12 with a 17 points for Archbishop Bergen. Levi Gibson comes out into the ballgame now. J.D. Freeman for Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders have a 23-17 lead over Archbishop Bergen with 31 seconds to play. Next shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to J.D. Freeman with the ball now to Colson. Andre Orduna, and he'll bring things up. Andre across the 10-second line, down the left sideline. Bounce pass goes to J.D. Freeman. He works it into the lane. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. He recovers his own ball. Goes back up. Again, it's a blocked shot. And a jump ball is going to be called. Two blocks in there by Evan Stober for Archbishop Bergen. J.D. Freeman finding the going a little tough there. J.D. not a real big person there for Lincoln Christian as he goes up against Stober and gets not one shot blocked, but two. Freeman is only at 5'11". Stober in there for Archbishop Bergen. 6'7". And J.D. Freeman finds going a little tough down there on the baseline. A couple of blocked shots. Now with 10 seconds to play. Here's Bergen with the ball. Schleister behind his screen. Dribbles with the ball. Brings it into the offensive zone. Dribbles into the paint. Trying to put up a shot. Can't do it. Sends it out to Boggs. Mishandled. It's picked up by Schleister. He throws up a shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. We reach halftime here in the Class C2 state championship ball game for you today. Here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The score at halftime. Lincoln Christian 23, Archbishop Bergen 17. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on ESPN Radio.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Say what you want to about Charlie Sheen.
I'm by winning.
But the guy's got a way with bracketology.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it.
Think you can measure up?
Winning.
Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Now what?
Sign up for our local brackets. Group name is Doug and Daddy. Password is show. Top prize is a Shiatsu massaging recliner from Bruce Furniture. And many more things to win.
I mean, what's not to love?
But you have to sign up now. ESPNSuperstation.com. Group name Doug and Daddy. Password, show.
Do it, man.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Continuing coverage of the Boys State High School basketball tournament today here on ESPN Radio. This is the halftime show brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Don't let trash take up all of your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Lincoln Christian with a lead here over Archbishop Bergen at halftime. The score is 23-17 in favor of the Crusaders. Lincoln Christian jumped out to a 6-0 lead here in this ball game, but Archbishop Bergen comes right back, scores the next six. Lincoln Christian then closed the first quarter on a 5-0 run. They led 11-6 after the opening period. Christian built that lead to 9 points, actually to 11 points, the biggest lead of the ball game, a 23-12 so far. That came with 3:24 to play in the second quarter, and right now it's 23-17 as Archbishop Bergen scores the last 5 points of the second period to close the gap down to 6 points. 23-17 is our score here at halftime in favor of Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders in the first half of play hit only 8 of 24 shots, but they've got the lead. They hit 33% of their field goals, and they've got the lead because they have hit 5 out of 8 on 3-point attempts. So 8 out of 24 from the field for Lincoln Christian in the first half for 33.3%. Lincoln Christian 5 out of 8 on 3-pointers for 62.5% in the first half. Archbishop Bergen hit 5 out of 22 from the field. They hit only 22% of their field goal tries. And Bergen was 1 out of 9 on 3-pointers for 11%. The Crusaders 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half, 6 out of 8 for Archbishop Bergen. Rebounds, Lincoln Christian has got 17. Bergen has got 17 rebounds. So we're close here at halftime of the Class C 2 state championship ball game. Lincoln Christian with a lead over Archbishop Bergen by the score of 23-17. Bergen in the first half came up with 6 blocked shots and 5 steals. Evan Stober had 4 blocked shots for Bergen in the first 16 minutes. Meanwhile, Lincoln Christian, they came up with 3 blocked shots and 2 steals in the first half of play. Lincoln Christian with a lead over Archbishop Bergen here at halftime. The score is 23-17. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue on ESPN Radio.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back here in the Class C2 state championship game, Giltner wins the D2 crown earlier today, 57-54 over Juanita Palisade. And now Lincoln Christian with a lead here, 23-17 over Archbishop Bergen. Scoring in the first half, only 3 guys have scored so far for Lincoln Christian, but they've got the lead. So Christian is shooting 33% from the field, and they've got 3 guys that have scored, and they've still got a halftime advantage here over the top-seeded Archbishop Bergen Knights, 23-17. Levi Gibson's off to a great start here for the Crusaders. He has got 12 points in the basketball game for Lincoln Christian. Gibson has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, and he's got a couple of other 2-point field goals. He is 4 out of 10 from the field, 2 out of 2 on 3-pointers. He's also knocked down 2 free throws. So Gibson leading the way. He's got 12 points. Cole Dworak has hit 3 3-pointers. He's 3 out of 4 from 3-point territory, 9 points in the ball game for Dworak, and then the only other guy who has scored has been Logan Power. He's got a field goal and 2 points. Lincoln Christian, again, 2 out of 2 on free throws so far in the ball game. Only 3 guys have scored for Archbishop Bergen. Spencer Morrissey has got 12 points. He's got 4 field goals, and he is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. John Spellerberg has knocked down a tray for his only points in the ball game, and Matt Schleister has got a couple of free throws. He's got 2 points in the ball game for Archbishop Bergen. The Knights are hitting 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. 23-17 is our score. Lincoln Christian with a lead over Archbishop Bergen in our Class C2 state championship ball game. We'll come back and get some more information for you here at halftime as we continue on ESPN Radio.
Gildner hits it! A 3-point field goal! And Gildner wins the state championship! Holy smoke! Gildner wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball!
Congratulations, Hornets, but that isn't all, because
Minden is going to the state championship.
It's a day of champions brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Minden for the title, 8:30 tonight, ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and the Breeze 94.5.
Holy smoke! Wow!
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Some other consolation games going on around the city of Lincoln today. Grand Island Central Catholic has been beaten by Milford today by a score of 63-54. So the Crusaders obviously still feeling the effects from being knocked off yesterday by Minden in overtime, 70-66. The Crusaders play in the consolation game today at Lincoln North Star, and Milford knocks off Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 63-54. In the Class A consolation game, it was Norfolk beating Omaha Creighton Prep by a score of 76-59. That game has just gone final at Lincoln High. So Norfolk winning in the Class A consolation game. Milford taking consolation honors in Class C1 with a big win over Grand Island Central Catholic earlier today. We got the Class A state championship game coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 1 o'clock today. That's going to pit Omaha Bryan against Omaha Central. Omaha Bryan picking up a win over Omaha Creighton Prep in the semifinals yesterday, 58-57. Meanwhile, Omaha Central knocked off Norfolk by the score of 70-59. Tonight, we have got the Class B state championship ball game. That's going to go at 6:30. That's going to feature South Sioux City, a team that's lost only twice so far this season, and they're really rolling along here. They beat Lincoln Pius yesterday by only 3 points, but won the contest 50-47. For the opening round, they beat Holdridge by 33, 66-33. So South Sioux will play in the Class B state championship game against Gretna at 6:30 tonight. Gretna beating Norris yesterday by a score of 68-41. Minden will play Norfolk Catholic for the Class C1 state championship. That'll be the final game tonight at 8:30. Minden is a team that beat Central Catholic in overtime yesterday, 70-66. Norfolk Catholic over Milford, 55-51. So Norfolk Catholic will take on Minden coming up later on tonight as the Minden Whippets try to do some damage here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. The last time that Minden won a state championship, 1958. Minden was pretty strong back there in the 50s. They won the state championship in 1958, 1955, and 1952. They also won state championships in 1921 and in 1916. But it's been since 1958 since Minden has last won the state championship. Minden also finishing runner-up in 1915, 1950, 1959, and 1963. So the Whippets back in the 50s and early 60s, a pretty dominant basketball team, winning a couple of state crowns and finishing runner-up. But it's been a long, long time since Minden has been in the state championship ball game, and the Whippets will try their luck tonight. They've got a good matchup here this evening. That'll be the 8:30 contest against Norfolk Catholic, a team that beat Hastings St. Cecilia in the opening round on Thursday, winning by the score of 62-43. Looking ahead, we've got this C2 state championship being decided right now. Lincoln Christian has got a lead over Archbishop Bergen. The score is 23-17. Coming up at 4:30 today, it'll be West Point Central Catholic and Howells playing. West Point Central Catholic took care of Bruning Davenport Schickley in the semifinals yesterday by a score of 50-42. Howells over Pawnee City, 54-37. So West Point Central Catholic will play Howells at 4:30 today. Bruning Davenport Schickley, an area team, playing Pawnee City in a consolation game. That one will tip off at noon today out of Lincoln High. Told you about Class D2 today. If you missed it, it was a whale of a basketball game today. Juanita Palisade losing to Giltner on a last-second shot by Ethan Kreitz. Kreitz throwing in a three-pointer from just to the left of the lane. Giltner had inbounded the ball with 1.6 seconds to play to Kreitz, and he nails a three-pointer. That gives Giltner their first ever state championship in boys basketball as they beat Juanita Palisade today by a score of 57-54. Kreitz ends up in the ball game today with 16 points, including 12 in the second half of play. And obviously the workhorse and the main man to get the job done again was Drew Lott, 18 points and 17 rebounds for the Giltner Hornets as Giltner wins the state championship in Class D2. We have got the second half coming up. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show here on ESPN Radio. Remember, don't let trash take up all of your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Hey, we got the second half coming up here. Lincoln Christian and Archbishop Bergen for the Class T2 State Championship. With the Crusaders of Christian out on top of Bergen, 23-17. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on ESPN Radio.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln today, our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Don't forget, test drive the all-new, and I mean the all-new, 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet in American Revolution. And by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. And best of luck to all the area athletes in this year's Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Lincoln Christian, Archbishop Bergen, meeting here in the Class C2 State Championship game today at the Sports Center. Lincoln Christian jumped out to an 11-6 first quarter lead. The Crusaders still lead here at halftime, a score of 23-17 as we get set for the second half. Again, only six guys between the two teams have scored so far. Levi Gibson leading the Crusaders with 12 points. Cole Dworak has got 9. Logan Power has got 2. Likewise, only three guys for the Knights have hit the scorebook so far. Spencer Morrissey has got 12 points. John Spellerberg has got 3. Matt Schleister has got 2 points. Hey, joining the stands tonight, right across the way, directly from me, is our governor, Dave Heineman, on board here today. Of course, residing in Fremont for a long time, and he is here to cheer on Archbishop Bergen directly across the floor from us here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center as we get ready for the second half here. Lincoln Christian will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. Andre Ordunez getting set to key things in as we wait for the television guys to come back from their break. And Grand Island Central Catholic losing in the consolation ball game today to Milford. So Central Catholic ends the year with a couple of losses to Minden and now to Milford. Norfolk winning the consolation game in Class C. Or actually in Class A. Norfolk winning over Omaha Creighton Prep. So 23-17 is the score. Lincoln Christian has got the lead here over Archbishop Bergen. You wouldn't think the public television would have so many commercials we need to get in here. But we're continuing to wait for them to come back. You're listening to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament today here on ESPN Radio. Giltner winning Class D2 with an exciting finish in the opener here today, 57-54. Are we set to go? Now we are. Lick and Christian will play things in, and the second half is underway. Bergen's going to stay with their zone defense. It's been pretty effective so far today. Christian has done a good job just knocking down some trays here in the ball game. Cole Dworak has got 3 of them so far, and he's got the ball now on the right sideline. So Cole Dworak comes out now to Andre Orduna as he holds the ball. It's a 1-2-2 zone defense here for Archbishop Bergen. Comes across the top, J.D. Freeman. J.D. moves it over to Orduna. Back out to J.D. Out in three-point territory. Trying to dribble with the ball. Takes it down in the corner. On the right side to Cole Dworak. To J.D. Freeman. To Orduna. Out of J.D. again on the wing. Dribble penetration. Dumps it down low. Bounce pass to Logan Power. And he lays it in. Nice pass on the bounce. And Logan Power puts it down through the hole. He's got 4 points in the ball game. And Lincoln Christian out to an eight-point lead again at 25-17. Just underway here in the second half. Boggs has got the ball for Archbishop Bergen. Rainbow pass comes down here in the corner. John Spellenberg out on top now to Dolich. Dolich moves over to Josh Boggs. Out in three-point territory to Spellenberg. Spellenberg dribbling with the ball to the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down low to Morrissey. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by Power of Lincoln Christian. Has it tipped away. The scramble is on. It's finally loose. Power lost it. Power gets it down to Levi Gibson. Long pass down to Ford. DeWack, and he lays it in. Follow the bouncing ball. Finally, Lincoln Christian gets it under control and gets it down to Dworak. He scores again. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Here's Morrissey. He takes it to the hole. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Power. Lincoln Christian again doing the job of the boards, just like they have in the two previous games here in the state tournament, and their wins over Sutton and Ravenna. There's a bounce pass. The pass was low to Gibson. He mishandles the ball. Was it kicked? We got a whistle. Well, the official stepping in there. They're going to give the ball to Lincoln Christian. They say it was actually kicked by Bergen. A couple of knights there shake their heads, and nevertheless, it's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:24 to play in the third quarter. It's 27-17. Lincoln Christian with a lead. Here's a shot from the corner. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Orduna. Rebound loose in the lane. It's on the floor, and it's going to be picked up here by Boggs. Josh Boggs with the ball now for Archbishop Bergen. Hustles into the forecourt. Spellenberg for three. Shot up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Dolich. Keeps it alive now for Archbishop Bergen. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Boggs. Down to Spellenberg. Entry pass to get it inside to Stolberg. A foul is going to be called. Evan Stolberg just post up right side of the lane. They got him the ball and a pushing foul from behind here on Lincoln Christian. It's going to go on Logan Power. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number one on the Crusaders here in this second half of play. Archbishop Bergen will play things in underneath their own basket. They come out here to Dolich. Holds the ball against Orduna. Now to Josh Boggs. Boggs dribbling with the ball. Now to Spellenberg on the wing. Spellenberg bounce pass down low to Morrissey. He's covered up. Double team. Jump pass down in the corner again. Spellenberg back inside to Morrissey. Spins toward the baseline. Puts it up off the window. A shot no good. And the ball is ripped out of there by J.D. Freeman. Freeman has the ball stripped away now by Boggs. They get it on the Lincoln Christian turnover. Boggs sends the ball back out and is chased down here by Spellenberg near the 10-second line. To Boggs on the wing. Now to Dolich. Dolich moves it to the free throw line to Stober. Over on the wing, left side, a three-pointer put up and in by Spellenberg. John Spellenberg hits his second three-pointer in the ball game. Here's an interception now in backcourt. Dolich has got the ball and another Lincoln Christian turnover. They work the ball inside. It's up and in. He's fouling the play. Spencer Morrissey gets the field goal to go down after another Lincoln Christian turnover. And now we have a chance here in a three-point play. Andre Orduna gets hit with his second personal foul. And just like that, Archbishop Bergen is back into the ballgame. It's 27-22. We got a free throw coming up here from Spencer Morris. He's got 14 points. He's got 14 of the 22 points for Bergen so far in the ballgame. He'll have one shot here trying to convert on the three-point play. His shot is up and in. He's now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. 27-23. Bergen is back within 4 points here with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play. There's Levi Gibson. Comes out to Orduna. Orduna out on top, down to Dworak. His shot for three. It is up there, no good. Bounces off the left side. Rebound comes down to Techmeyer. Back outside, Orduna for three. His shot, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Spencer Morrissey for Archbishop Bergen. Morrissey is a force offensively and defensively for the Knights. Now here's Boggs. He's whistling for the traveling violation. Boggs trying to penetrate inside. His whistle for the extra steps. 5 turnovers on Archbishop Bergen here in the ballgame. It's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. Andre Orduna will play things into the far side to Grant Techmeyer. Techmeyer now to Cole Dworak, and he'll bring things up for the Christian Crusaders. 27-23 is the score. Lincoln out on top here. Andre Orduna with the ball. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key out here in three-point territory. Reverses the ball, gets it to Gibson for three. His shot's too strong. Battle for the rebound is loose and is picked up by Spellenberg. John Spellenberg now for Archbishop Bergen. Hustles into the forecourt out to Boggs out here in three-point territory. Dribble penetration to Spellenberg down in the corner. Shot is up there, no good. Ball being tapped around. Boggs grabs it, but he's called for being out of bounds. Josh Boggs got the rebound, but he was out of bounds. into the ball game now for Archbishop Bergen. There's going to be a Jacob Jensen. He comes in there for the first time. Here comes Matt Schleister in as well. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. They're in the Class C2 state championship game today. Archbishop Bergen trailing Lincoln Christian. Bergen is the top-seeded team here in the state tourney in Class C2. Here's a Gibson with the ball. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes out here to Dworak. Dribble penetration. He's surrounded. Comes out on top now to J.D. Freeman. Fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Big collision and a foul is called. J.D. Freeman taking the ball to the hole there for Lincoln Christian. A big spill underneath the bucket there. And a foul is going to be called here on Josh Boggs of Archbishop Bergen. That's going to be his first team foul number one on the Knights here in the second half of play. To the free throw line now for Christian is going to be J.D. Freeman. Freeman has not scored so far today. He's been a force in the state tournament. He had 6 points over Sutton on Thursday. Had 12 in the semifinals yesterday. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by J.D. Freeman. 28-23 is the score now. Lincoln Christian with a 5-point lead over Archbishop Bergen. There's another shot that's up there. That one rattles off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Knights of Bergen. Here comes Schleister with the ball down in the corner to Spellerberg. To Schleister, dribbling out here in three-point territory against J.D. Freeman. Down in the corner now, Boggs has got the ball for Bergen. Back outside to John Spellerberg. Down in the corner to Boggs, holds it. Boggs trying to drive the baseline and can't do it. Rainbow pass comes over here to the near side. Jacob Jensen has got the ball. Jacob out here now to Schleister. Lincoln Christian in a man-to-man defense. Schleister trying to penetrate. Jump pass down in the corner to Boggs. He holds it. Down to Schleister on the wing on the left side. Back out to Jensen. Brings it back to Schleister on the wing. The Lincoln Christian fans across the way getting into the ball game now. Here in the third quarter, the Crusaders playing tremendous defense here in the state tournament. Boggs comes across the top. Spellerberg for three. Shot up there. Rattles off. No good. Rebound comes down to Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders doing a good job on the boards here this afternoon. Driving back the other way is Techmeyer, and he draws a personal foul. So a personal foul going to be called here on Archbishop Bergen. Stover picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Knights here in the third quarter. Grant Techmeyer to the free throw line. He's a 54% foul shooter on the season for Lincoln Christian. Has not scored so far today. His shot is up there. It's good. Christian, not a very good free throw shooting team. At least their statistics bear that out during the regular season. They're hitting only 58% of their foul shots, but Christian in the ball game yesterday against Ravenna knocked down some big free throws in the second half to maintain their lead and eventually gave them a win, 14-point victory over the Blue Jays, the two-time defending champs in Class C2. Second shot is up there by Techmeyer. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Morrissey. So we're going to have new state champions today in Classes C1 and in C2. Ravenna losing during the state tournament in Class C2. Hastings St. Cecilia in Class C1. There's Archbishop Bergen. They got a little seam in the defense. A driving layup by Jensen is going to be no good. Rebound brought out of there by Freeman. And we got contact made and foul in the backcourt. And a foul is going to be called on Dolich. Jerry Dolich picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And now it's going to be Christian inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Yeah, Classes C1 and C2 are going to have new state champions. Hastings St. Cecilia and Ravenna both ousted. St. Cecilia in the first round, Ravenna in the semis yesterday. 29-23, Lincoln Christian with a lead. We got 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hopping inside is Dworak. His shot is up and in. Cole Dworak now with 13 points in the basketball game, and Christian back out to an 8-point lead at 31-23. They pound it back inside again to Jensen, and he's fouled in the play. Boy, Bergen, there's really no question what they want to do here in this ball game today, and that's pound the ball inside of their big guys, and why not? They draw another personal foul here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Morrissey. Dworak picks up the other. Gibson picks up that last foul. That's going to be his third. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Spencer Morrissey. He is now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line today. He has got 16 points in the basketball game. He's got 16. Spellerberg has got 6. Matt Schleister has got 2. Other than that, nobody has scored so far for the Knights. And Spencer Morrissey will have one more. Shana's up there, hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. So Morrissey with 17. He's had games of 17, 9, and now 17 in the state tournament thus far. It's a 31-25 ball game. Lincoln Christian with a 6-point lead. Entry pass to Power. They get it down low to Techmeyer. Shana's up and in. Grant Techmeyer scores on the assist from Logan Power. Lincoln Christian now with a 33-25 advantage here in quarter number three. Driving to the hole is going to be Jensen. His shot no good. Tap try no good. And a rebound brought down by Logan Power of Lincoln Christian. Now to Andre Orduna. Orduna now, they get it to Logan Power. Brings it back to Andre into the offensive scoring zone. Andre Orduna with the ball. Back out here in 3 points here. It's way to J.D. Freeman to Orduna. Now to Freeman. Brings it back to Andre Orduna. Two-handed pass is going to be deflected away and is picked up by Spellerberg. John Spellerberg down the left sideline for the Knights. Lobs it inside, going for the hole. A shot is up there. It's no good, and a foul is called. Again, Spellerberg taking it right to the basket to Spencer Morrissey. And Morrissey again draws the personal foul inside. Foul is going to go on Grant Techmeyer. That's going to be his first team foul, number four, on the Crusaders here in the second half of play. Spencer Morrissey to the free throw line. He's got 17 points in the basketball game for Archbishop Bergen. He's going to have to punch the overtime clock here today. 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one rattles off, no good. Now 7 out of 10 on free throws. He's a guy that's averaging 18 points per game. He leads Archbishop Bergen in scoring. Lincoln Christian looking for their first state championship since 1999. Archbishop Bergen looking for their first state championship since 2008. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Morrissey, so he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Lincoln Christian lead is now 7 points at 33-26. Logan Power with the ball. Double team. Gets away with a pass over to Trevor Colson. Brings it back here to a Cole Dworak. Moves it down in the corner. Cole gets it back on the wing. Back outside to Colson. Two-handed pass. Brings it back to Cole Dworak. Dribbles inside. Kicks it down in the corner. Freeman throws up a three. Shot no good. Ball tapped out of there. Picked up by Boggs. Archbishop Bergen back the other way. Boggs hustles into the forecourt. Bounce pass comes out now to Matt Schweitzer. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Toward the baseline. Stops. Puts up a running one-hander. Shot good. Kind of spun, and he gets the field goal to go down there. Schleister gets his first field goal of the ball game. Boggs gets a turnover now, and he's going to be fouling the play. Boggs intercepts the inbound pass there for Bergen. Tell you what, this is a scrappy bunch for the Knights. Boggs got the turnover as Lincoln Christian trying to bring the ball up the floor. Now Boggs will go to the free throw line after being fouled in a play by J.D. Freeman. That's the first foul in J.D., and now we got a timeout. Bergen wants to call a timeout here. We got 1 minute and 5 seconds to play in the third quarter in the Class C2 state championship game. We'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Christian 33, Archbishop Bergen 28.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Neither team shooting the ball real well here today. Christian is 12 out of 33 for 36%. Archbishop Bergen just 8 out of 33 for 24%. Christian has knocked down 5 3-pointers in the ball game. Archbishop Bergen has hit 2. Archbishop Bergen has shot 10 free throws, though, compared to only 4 for Lincoln Christian, as far as made free throws are concerned. And here's another chance for Boggs at the free throw line. His shot is up and in, so he gets into the scorebook now. Boggs has been in double figures in both games so far in the state tournament, 13 against Johnson Brock, 13 against North Platte St. Pat's. Next shot is up there. It's good. He's now got 2 points here. Bergen just hanging around. It's 33-30. Lincoln Christian trying to bring the ball back again against the pressure of Bergen. J.D. Freeman takes it to the right sideline to Colson. Colson on the move now on the dribble. Gets it to a Cole Dworak. He takes off. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Spellerberg has got the ball now for Bergen. Runs her back the other way. Spellerberg stops at the top of the three-point circle. Over on the wing to Schleister for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Techmeyer for Lincoln Christian. Sends it out here to Colson. He nearly threw it out of bounds. Colson chases it down. Brings it into the offensive zone now for Christian. Down in the corner, Dworak has got it. Dworak now to J.D. Freeman. Freeman comes to Colson. Back to J.D. Out here near the 10-second line. We're now down to 27 seconds to play in the third quarter, and Christian will probably be playing for the final shot right here. They've got a 3-point lead, 33-30. Trevor Colson holding on to the ball. Bergen going to be content. They're going to stay in their zone defense. Now Spellerberg comes out to force the action a little bit. There's a Colson with the ball to J.D. Freeman. The ball's going to be poked away. It's picked up by Schleicher. He dribbles back one-on-one. His driving layup, no good. Tap try by Boggs, no good. Tap try, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound Boggs, and time runs out. Archbishop Bergen just volleying with the ball up there around the basket. They can't get anything to go down here at the end of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books. Lincoln Christian will have the lead after three. Lincoln Christian 33, Bergen 30. You're listening to the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Got some more consolation games beginning around the city of Lincoln. Class D1, Pawnee City against Brooding Davenport Shickley. Class D2, why not against Sterling? Those games just now tipping off. Our Boys State Tournament coverage here on ESPN Radio and all of our network of stations of Platte River Radio being brought to you in part this week by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Stop in and see Zeke today. Also by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and American Revolution as they get ready to debut the all-new Chevy Cruze. Stop in and test drive the Chevy Cruze that gets about 36 miles per gallon. You can see it today at Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. So here we go. We get set for the fourth and final quarter in the Class D2 state championship game. Giltner has already won Class D2. Here's a steal to start off the fourth quarter. J.D. Freeman drives, shoots, and scores. J.D. Freeman steals the ball right at the 10-second line. A turnover on Bergen. That's their sixth of the ball game. It results in points half the other way. And out the other end for Lincoln Christian. And now the Crusaders have a five-point lead, 35-30, as we start this fourth and final quarter. Bounce pass goes inside to Morrissey. He works on the baseline, loses the ball, picks it back up and scores. Ball was swatted away. Morrissey stayed after it on the baseline, run underneath the basket and scores. Morrissey now with 20 in the ball game for Archbishop Bergen. Here comes the Crusaders back with the ball. Andre Orduna has got it. Orduna, two-handed pass down in the corner. They get it to Cole Dworak. Now to Orduna again. He comes out into three-point territory to J.D. Freeman, to Orduna, back to Freeman, back to Orduna. Working against the zone defense, the 1-2-2 zone defense of Bergen. Andre Orduna, entry pass to get it inside to Levi Gibson. Has the basketball stripped away by Schleicher. Long pass down the floor to Spellerberg. His driving layup is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Levi Gibson. Gibson gets the ball now to J.D. Freeman. He goes for the hole and shot. Good, and he's fouled. J.D. Freeman gets the field goal there for Lincoln Christian, and he's fouled in a play. The bucket's going to count. Big turn of events right there for Lincoln Christian as they have a chance at a three-point play here. And going to the free throw line will be Freeman. He's now got 5 points in the basketball game. Checking into the contest now for Archbishop Bergen is going to be Jacob Jensen. Going out will be Schleicher. So J.D. Freeman gets the field goal there for Lincoln Christian, and his shot is up there from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Spencer Morrissey. So the score is 37-32. Lincoln Christian with a five-point lead, 6:40 to play in the fourth quarter in the Class C2 state championship game. Here from the Sports Center, Boggs has got the ball. Boggs has it knocked loose. The scramble is on, and we got a timeout. Nope, a jump ball is going to be called. Down at the bottom of the stack was Dworak. He thought he had possession of it. He wanted to call a timeout. He didn't get it. But it's going to be a turnover anyway as Lincoln Christian has got the possession arrow. Turnover number 7 in the ball game now for Archbishop Bergen. It'll be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball here in backcourt. The Crusaders of Lincoln Christian with a 5-point lead over Archbishop Bergen, the number one seed in Class C2. It's 37-32. Here's Cole Dworak with the ball on the right sideline. Comes out here to Andre Orduna. Now to J.D. Freeman. Freeman out in three-point territory to Orduna. Sends it inside. Here's Gibson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. Picked up by Freeman. Freeman dribbles back out into three-point territory around the screen from Dworak. Now takes it down the lane. Bounce pass down low. Logan Powers. Shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Tap try by Powers. No good. Rebound comes down to Spellenberg of Archbishop Bergen. The Knights runner back the other way. John Spellenberg with the ball. Down in the corner. The Jensen is shot for three. Is going to be short. Gets his own rebound. It's shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Cole Dworak. Dworak runs her back the other way. Long pass ahead. Orduna is shot from 15 is wild. Rebound comes down to Jensen for Archbishop Bergen. Jensen out of Boggs. This is like a hockey match. Back the other way. Boggs. Dribble penetration to Morrissey. His shot's blocked in the foul as well. Jump ball. Levi Gibson goes right up with Spencer Morrissey. Gets a jump ball called there, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Bergen, so we'll see right here. The Knights will play it in from underneath their own basket. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 37-32, Bergen trailing by 5 points here in the ball game. There's a bounce pass inside of Morrissey. Spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try is up there, no good, and a foul is going to be called. And Spencer Morrissey again goes back to the free throw line. Boy, Christian just having a tough time keeping him out of there. Levi Gibson picks up the foul. That's going to be number four on Levi Gibson. That's not good news for the Crusaders. Levi is their staple of their offense. They're averaging 12.4 points per ball game with Gibson. He's going to have to check out here, at least for a couple of minutes. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Spencer Morrissey. He is now 9 out of 11 from the free throw line today. He's got 21 points in the ball game. Still, only three guys have scored in this entire contest for Archbishop Bergen. Spencer Morrissey will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is too strong. And the rebound comes down to Levi Gibson, who stays into the ballgame. Gibson now runs her back the other way. The ball is poked loose and goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, they give the ball to Bergen. J.D. Freeman, after the ball was poked loose, tried to save it down there for Christian down in the corner. They say he was out of bounds, so Bergen will play things in. I've got Lincoln Christian now with 9 turnovers in the ball game. Archbishop Bergen has got 7. It's been a well-played contest here for the Class C2 state championship today. Now they're wiping up down there in the corner where had a couple of players skid to a stop down there. 37-33 is the score. This for the Class C2 state championship. Giltner won the D2 crown earlier today with a last-second shot, 57-54, to win the title. Spellenberg has got the ball now for Archbishop Bergen. A pass deflected, but Spellenberg gets it back out here in three-point territory as he directs some traffic out here. Spellenberg gets the ball now to Boggs. Boggs dribbles once, sends it to the wing on the far side. Spellenberg has got it. Back to Morrissey. Now to a Stover, and a shot is up and in. Evan Stover scoring there for Archbishop Bergen. That's his first field goal of the ball game, so he becomes the fourth man to score for Bergen. Now here's a steal in backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Boggs. A turnover on Lincoln Christian. Boggs goes to Jensen. They feed it back inside to Morrissey. He wheels. His shot is up there. Just rolls off of the front iron. Rebound comes down to Lincoln Christian. 37-35 is the score. An up and down ball game here in the fourth quarter. Here's a shot in the lane. No good by Freeman. All being tapped around. It's picked up by Power. Power trapped along the baseline. Jump pass comes out here. On the wing to Andre Orduna. Orduna brings it out to Colson, who brings it back to Andre. Bergen just stays in the zone defense. They're hunkered down here with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, 37-35. Bergen trailing by two. Lincoln Christian with the ball in their offensive zone. So two great basketball games to begin our six games today. There's a shot from the baseline up and in. Levi Gibson nails a tray from deep in the left corner. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. 40-35. Christian now with a 5-point lead. Spellenberg with the ball deep in the corner of the right side. They go in the high post to Stover. Dribbles down the lane to the front of the rim. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and we got a foul called. A foul here will go on Bergen. Knocks down J.D. Freeman. Freeman's going to go to the free throw line. Oh, really, that's only team foul number 5 on Bergen. We're going to have a timeout instead. Timeout on the floor with 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Lincoln Christian, 40. Archbishop Bergen, 35.
5 Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure 5 Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Yeah!
it! A three-point field goal! And Gildner wins the state championship! Holy smokes! Gildner wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball!
Congratulations, Hornets, but that isn't all because...
Minden is going to the state championship!
It's a day of champions brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Minden for the title, 8:30 tonight. ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550, and the Breeze 94.5.
Holy smokes! Wow!
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Class A State Championship game coming up next. At 4:30 today, Class D1. At 6:30 tonight, Class B. 8:30 tonight, Class C1. We'll have all the games right here on your station for the champions here for the state tournament, ESPN Radio. 40-35 is the score. Lincoln Christian with the lead over Archbishop Bergen here in the C2 final this afternoon. Andre Orduna has got the ball out here to Logan Power. Power brings it over here on the wing on the left side to J.D. Freeman. Back outside, here's Dworak with three. A shot no good. And the rebound comes down right into the hands of Spencer Morrissey for Archbishop Bergen. Down to Josh Boggs, hustles into the forecourt. On the wing on the left side, Spellerberg. Spellerberg holds it. Entry pass. They get it inside. Stober goes up. Forces up a shot. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Evan Stober goes up for the shot there for Bergen. He is fouling the play here. Logan Power picks up the personal foul for Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his third. So Stober to the free throw line. He's got 2 points so far today. A field goal here in the second half. Four guys have scored. Now five guys have scored for Bergen so far here in the ball game. Evan Stolberg to the free throw line. His shot is up there. He kind of pushes that one up there and goes through the hole. Strange free throw motion there for Evan Stolberg. Yeah, throws it up there like a shot put. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Power of Lincoln Christian. To Orduna. Hustles into the forecourt. There's Power down in the corner. Dworak dribbles once. Sends it out on top to Andre Orduna. Bergen now. Still in a zone defense. Here's a jump pass down to Freeman. Out to Andre Orduna for three. Shot is up there. Good. Big, big three-pointer there by Andre Orduna. That is his first field goal of the ball game. He knocks down a tray to give Lincoln Christian a 43-36 advantage here. There's Boggs with the ball. Inside to Morrissey. Shot off the baseline. Good. Spencer Morrissey now with 23 points in the basketball game. And now we got a timeout. A timeout here from Archbishop Bergen. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to go in our Class C2 state championship game today. We'll take a break. Lincoln Christian out on top of Archbishop Bergen, 43-38.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, Governor Dave Heineman continues to enjoy the ball game. Seems relaxed over there behind the Archbishop Bergen bench here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 43-38. Lincoln Christian out on top of Bergen. Here's some problems in backcourt. We've got a timeout called here. Bergen actually came up with a steal down here. Boggs was laying on his back. J.D. Freeman was dribbling the ball. Boggs fell down, and Boggs reached up there and grabbed it down here at the baseline, got possession of the ball. Archbishop Bergen calls a timeout, so they save it here. It's going to be a turnover on Lincoln Christian, and Archbishop Bergen will have the ball when we come back. Good job there by Josh Boggs, despite lying flat on his back down here. So 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play in our boys' state high school basketball championship here in Class C2. Again, thanks to our presenting sponsors here for the boys' state tournament this weekend, Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and American Revolution, and by Seth Johnson, who's helped us out past two weekends. He's your Channel C dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Well, much like the Class D2 state championship ball game, this one appears to be going down to the wire here. We got 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, it's 43-38. Lincoln Christian with a five-point lead. Archbishop Bergen will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They come out here to Spellenberg. Spellenberg now to Josh Boggs. Boggs on a dribble, moves to the left side. They get it inside the free throw circle to Stober. Drops it down low to Morrissey. His shot's going to be up there. No good on the rebound. Lincoln Christian, but a steal in backcourt here by Spellenberg, and he lays it in. Spellenberg got the steal as Lincoln Christian turns the ball over for the 12th time here in the ballgame. And now it's 43-40. Lincoln Christian with a three-point lead. Approaching 2 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Christian with the ball. Dworak loses the ball on the baseline. Dworak trying to take it from the left corner toward the goal, and he loses the ball out of bounds on the dribble. So turnover number 13 now on Lincoln Christian. And now Bergen comes back down the near sideline. It's 43-40. Lincoln Christian up by 3 points, but Bergen has got the ball on their offensive zone. 1:55 to play here in the fourth quarter. Schweister has got the ball. Left side of three-pointer by Spellenberg. He drains it. Spellenberg hits the three, and we are tied up here in the fourth quarter at 43 points apiece. 1:43 to play. Here we go again. And now Lincoln Christian wants to call a timeout. Bergen has been trailing most of the way here today. And John Spellenberg drains a three-pointer about the same spot that Ethan Kreitz nailed one for Giltner in the Class D2 state championship game. Spellenberg hits one on the left side of the lane for three, and we are tied up in the Class C2 state championship game. We've got a timeout. It's now Archbishop Bergen 43, Lincoln Christian 43.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at YieldLeader.com.
So here we go again, the Class C2 state championship game going to the wire. Now the folks from Fremont on their feet just to our right behind us here. Archbishop Bergen, the number one seeded team in Class C2, has come storming back now. Archbishop Bergen ties it with a three-pointer by John Spellenberg at 43 with a minute and 43 seconds to play. Lincoln Christian now calling the timeout with a 1:40 left on the clock. Christian will inbound the ball here on the near side. Cole Dworak has got it. Bergen just stays in that zone defense. They'll play it until the bitter end. That's a tough one at that. Cole Dworak comes out here to Andre Orduna. Orduna holds the ball here for the Crusaders. Down in the corner on the left side, it's J.D. Freeman. Now to Orduna on the wing on the left side, playing about 25, 30 feet away from the basket. Down here in the corner to J.D. Freeman. Now to Orduna, down to 1:16 to play. Here's Cole Dworak. Now to Orduna. We're down to 1:10 to play. J.D. Freeman dribbles down the baseline, comes back out to Orduna. Again, down on the baseline, Freeman, he goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. J.D. Freeman gets the field goal for Lincoln Christian. That gives the Crusaders a two-point lead, 45-43. Here comes Archbishop Bergen back with the ball. Boggs has got it deep in the corner. Works against the Dworak. Inside the free throw circle to Stober. Right side to Spellenberg. Shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Morrissey. Tries to force up a shot. And he's going to be fouled in the play. Morrissey goes down. Power goes down for Lincoln Christian. And the foul here is going to go on Lincoln Christian. We're down to 47.2 seconds to play. That's going to be the fifth personal foul now on Logan Power. He's going to foul out of the basketball game with 47 seconds to play here in the ball game. Logan Power fouls out. He leaves with 4 points, two in each half. So going to the free throw line now is going to be Spencer Morrissey again for Archbishop Bergen. He has been there a ton today. He is 9 out of 11 from the free throw line. He has got 23 points for Archbishop Bergen. 23 out of the 43 that Knights have put on the scoreboard here against the Crusaders. To the free throw line he goes. His shot is up there. It's no good. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound to Techmeyer for Lincoln Christian. Techmeyer gets the ball to Dworak. Dworak down the right sideline to Levi Gibson. Lincoln Christian now with 37 seconds to play. Christian with a two-point lead, 45-43. Here's Orduna down in the corner. We got a timeout called. Andre Orduna here on the near side, down here in the corner. They're drawing a lot of commotion, and we call a timeout from the bench here from Lincoln Christian. So the Crusaders want to talk things over. Monte Jones, the head coach for Lincoln Christian, wants to make sure everybody's on the same page here. 33 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Lincoln Christian 45, Archbishop Bergen 43.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loperlink. He's brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires, Transit Appliances, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loperlink Wednesdays on Doug and Danny on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
So Lincoln Christian trying to win their first state championship in boys basketball in several years. 1999 was the last year they won it. This will be their fourth title overall. No stranger to the state championship games. Also played in the state finals and finishing runner-up in 93, 95, 96, and in 2004. A solid program at Lincoln Christian. And now the Crusaders just 33.2 seconds away from wrapping up the championship here this afternoon. Giltner won the Class D2 state title earlier today on the last second shot to give the Hornets their first ever state championship. And now Lincoln Christian trying to hang on down the stretch here. 45-43, 33 seconds to play. Christian will inbound the ball off of the near sideline. Dworak looks. Dworak gets it in. Now Cole gets her back here. Cole Dworak down in the corner. They get it to Levi Gibson. He falls down to his knees. And now we got it's going to be out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds. Josh Boggs says it was last touch there by Andre Orduna. The officials don't agree. It happened over here right in front of the press row down here on the near sideline. And now Lincoln Christian wants to call another timeout, I believe. And now Boggs having another conversation here with the official here on the near sideline. We've got a timeout, Lincoln Christian. So Lincoln Christian calls the timeout here. We're down to 27.1 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. We'll take another break. Lincoln Christian, 45. Archbishop Bergen, 43.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
A couple other consolation games being played around Lincoln today. They're in the books. Milford wins the Class C1 consolation game over Grand Island Central Catholic, 63-54. So the Crusaders end up dropping their last two ball games of the season. They were the number one seed in C1. Norfolk, winners over Omaha Creighton Prep in the consolation game today. Played at Lincoln High, 76-59. We've got 27.1 seconds to play here in the Class C2 state championship game. Lincoln Christian will inbound the ball off the near sideline. Arduna throws it here in the backcourt to Cole Dworak. He races the ball back into the offensive zone. 22 seconds to play. Now we got a foul called. Foul called here on Spencer Morrissey. It's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Archbishop Bergen. So no free throws here. It'll be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Andre Orduna will play things in. They stack four guys in a line here. Now there's a play in. Nicole Dworak into the backcourt. Picked up by Boggs. Comes over to Andre Orduna into the fourth quarter again. And a foul is going to be called here on Archbishop Bergen as they just grab J.D. Freeman. So now J.D. is going to go to the free throw line here for Lincoln Christian. Foul is going to go on Jensen. That's going to be his first. A reminder, all the action today also available on your smartphone. So if you got to head out someplace, you can grab the action on your smartphone. Just dial up m.espnsuperstations.com. You'll listen to all the action for the Boys State Tournament on your smartphone this afternoon. Top of the free throw line is up and in by J.D. Freeman. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points. That gives Christian a 3-point lead at 46-43. And now Archbishop Bergen is going to call a timeout and try to ice J.D. Freeman here at the free throw line. This would give Lincoln Christian a 2-possession lead with only 14 seconds to play. So we got a big free throw coming up. We'll take a break. Lincoln Christian 46, Archbishop Bergen 43.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
All right, for the second straight game, we're heading down the wire here. 14.6 seconds to play. This is the way these state championship games are supposed to be, huh? 14.6 seconds to play. Class C2, Lincoln Christian 46, Archbishop Bergen 43. Class A state championship game coming up next. 1 o'clock scheduled tip-off time. Here's going to be a little bit later than that, as you might expect, the third game of the session. Omaha Bryan will play Omaha Central. Coming up in our next ball game here on ESPN Radio, J.D. Freeman at the free throw line now for Lincoln Christian. J.D., 2 out of 5 from the free throw line so far today. Freeman will toe the mark here for Lincoln Christian. 46-43, Crusaders have a 3-point lead. J.D. Freeman will toe the mark here for Lincoln Christian. Big free throw. It's in the air. The shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Morrissey. Chance to tie here with a three-pointer. Hustling into the forecourt. Here's Boggs. Dribble penetration. Here's a pass that's going to be kicked. And they're going to play it in over here on the near side right in front of us. 8.3 seconds to play. Here we go again. 8.3 seconds to play in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Can it happen twice? Josh Boggs will key the ball in now. Schleister has got it. Schleister, bounce pass over here. Spellenberg, the ball's going to be poked away. Dworak had it. He lost it. It's picked up by Schleister, and we got a foul called. Do we have a foul called? Let's see. The basket is no good. No foul called, and Lincoln Christian wins the basketball game. Archbishop Bergen thought they had a foul out here at the 10-second line. They did not get it. The ball was loose. They throw up a shot at the buzzer. It was no good, and Lincoln Christian survives here today, beating Archbishop Bergen in the state championship ball game by a score of 46-43. Bergen thought they had a foul out here, I think, out here at the 10-second line. They didn't get it. The ball was loose. Then a shot was thrown up here at the buzzer by Bergen. That was no good. A horn sounded, and that's the ball game as Lincoln Christian wins an exciting one here this afternoon over Archbishop Bergen, the number one seed in Class C2. Final score of 46-43. So Lincoln Christian, for the first time since 1999, wins the state championship in boys basketball as they beat Archbishop Bergen today by a score of 46-43. You're listening to the boys state tournament today on ESPN Radio.
Put your car or truck back to Factory Stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Tonight, the Giants home to host the A's in Game 3.
Take it.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
Nature stopped the 1989 World Series in its tracks. You never know when nature or weather might delay or cancel events. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Bruce Furniture Weather Threat button. See what's up with cancellation. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, Kearney, and Alliance. No hidden charges, no surprises. Just right for you.
Well, for the first time since 1999, Lincoln Christian wins the state championship in boys basketball here in Class C2. They add that to their titles that they won in 1988, 1991, 1999, and now 2011. Archbishop Bergen will finish runner-up here in Class C2 for the second straight year. So Archbishop Bergen drops a heartbreaker here today to Lincoln Christian, the final score of 46-43. Final numbers in on the ball game today. By the way, this is the postgame show brought to you by Misco Sports in Kearney. We're getting ready for the spring sports season coming up here. Whether it be baseball or softball, they've got everything you need. Travel hats and uniforms and travel bags. They also carry bats and gloves and cleats and socks, belts, catcher's equipment, batting gloves, you name it. They've got it down at Misco Sports Training and Practice Accessories as well. So don't forget, see Misco Sports before the games begin. Misco Sports located on Central Avenue in Kearney. Final numbers in on the ball game here today in the Class C2 state championship game. Archbishop Bergen hits 13 out of 50 from the field today for just 26% from the ball game. Bergen shot 3 out of 17 from 3-point territory for 17%. And Bergen was 14 out of 20 from the free throw line for 70%. Lincoln Christian shot 17 of 45 from the field today for 37%. They were 7 out of 16 from 3-point territory, 43%. 5 out of 9 from the free throw line for 55%. Rebounds were about even. Lincoln Christian had 38. Archbishop Bergen had 35. Bergen wins the offensive war 12-9. Bergen had 7 turnovers. Lincoln Christian had 16. Bergen had 6 block shots and 14 steals in the ball game. Christian had 5 block shots and 4 steals. But Lincoln Christian wins it here this afternoon over Archbishop Bergen by a score of 46-43. Scoring in the ball game today, Spencer Morrissey leads the way for Archbishop Bergen. He scores 23 points. He had 13 rebounds in the ball game, so a double-double for Spencer Morrissey, 23 points and 13 rebounds. John Spellerberg had 11 points in the ball game, 11 points and 6 rebounds. The other scorers, Matthew Schweister, had 4 points in the ball game, 3 for Evan Stober and 2 for Josh Boggs. Lincoln Christian was led today by Levi Gibson. He had 15 points in the game. Gibson had 12 of those in the first half. Levi Gibson, definitely the workhorse for Lincoln Christian, just shy of a double-double, 15 points, 8 rebounds. Cole Dworak had 13 points in the ball game. He also pulled down a rebound for the Crusaders. J.D. Freeman had 8 points in the ball game. 4 points for Logan Power, 3 for Andre Orduna, and 2 for Grant Techmeyer. Again, Lincoln Christian wins the Class C2 state championship as they beat Archbishop Bergen today by a score of 46-43. So we've crowned 2 of the 6 state champions here today on Championship Saturday at the Sports Center. Giltner wins in Class D2, and it's going to be Lincoln Christian winning in Class C2 here this afternoon with a Class A state championship ball game coming up next here on ESPN Radio, and that's going to pit Omaha Bryan up against Omaha Central. So 2 games in the books this afternoon. We're going to have the Class A state championship game. It was supposed to tip off at 1 o'clock. That's not going to be the case today. It'll be probably closer to 1:15, 1:20 before we get to the Class A contest here this afternoon. But stay with us. We'll have the tip off as soon as we get things started here at the Sports Center for game number 3 here today. That'll wrap up our Class C2 state championship ball game today. Lincoln Christian knocks off Archbishop Bergen by the score of 46-43. Your postgame show today brought to you by Misco Sports in Kearney. So stick around. The Class A state championship game is coming up next. This is Mike Will from the Bob Devaney Sports Center on ESPN Radio.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcast of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.